Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and tuning up. This is Scott Jensen with my Ancient Wisdom Modern Health Podcast. Here, I share and explain how to get and stay healthy with Tai Chi, Qigong, and Kung Fu, mixing interviews with incredible people and my own insights and experiences. We look for timeless wisdom and proven practices to be healthy and happy today. I'd also like to point out that we have a regular newsletter coming out every week, and there's often links to new articles and videos in addition to the weekly podcast. You can sign up for the newsletter on our homepage. In this podcast episode, I'd like to talk about what is the martial art of Xing Yi Quan. Xing Yi Quan is a classical combat-oriented style of Chinese martial arts. The name is usually translated as form and intention boxing. Sometimes you will hear form and will boxing, and the emphasis is on strengthening the mind and the willpower, and also being able to hide your intention and see the opponent's intention. So those are some of the central strategy and concept behind Xing Yi Quan. Xing Yi Quan is famous as one of the three internal martial arts of China, along with Tai Chi Quan and Baguazhang. Xing Yi Quan is considered to be the most external of the three internal styles because its power is the most visible and obvious. The main Xing Yi Quan tactic is to advance directly towards the opponent with powerful entering techniques and then strike with the full force and weight of their body with either palm or fist. Sometimes the footwork can be given a slight angles to come in from an oblique angle. The appearance of Xing Yi Quan is quite distinctive, and two of the main things which really set it apart and make it rather easy to tell that you're looking at someone doing Xing Yi Quan is that Xing Yi Quan emphasizes a stance called San Ti Shi, or Three Treasure Stance. And in this stance, the person sits with the majority of their weight on the rear leg and their front foot facing forward. Then as they advance, the Xing Yi Quan practitioner tries to avoid putting the full weight of their body on their front leg. And what they will do is advance with the so-called following step, where they take a long step forward with the front foot, and then they draw the rear foot in equal distance and end up sitting on it at the very end of the movement. This prevents them from putting their weight on the front leg. Xing Yi Quan practitioners like to avoid putting their weight on the front leg because if your weight is on the front leg, your front knee can be kicked and your ankle can be locked in different ways, causing you to lose your balance or be knocked down. By keeping your weight on the rear leg, you can quickly step forward or backward or lift your leg and thus avoid being kicked in the front leg. Xing Yi Quan practitioners like to emphasize using the center mass of their body along with the following step to deliver the maximum weight and power of their entire body with each of their movements. This is very different from many other styles. In some ways, it's the exact opposite of a style like Praying Mantis, which emphasizes quick, light footwork and very fast hands to strike vital points and targets, and doesn't rely actually on power, but rather on speed and agility. Originally, Xing Yi Quan was related to using the spear in formations of infantry. The origin of Xing Yi Quan is that it was created by a famous martial hero and general named Yue Fei. Yue Fei was famous for training the armies of China very successfully and defending them against a very powerful barbarian invasion. However, later, he was betrayed at court by some very corrupt, lying politicians, and this caused him to be unjustly accused of treason and to lose his life. Later, it was found out that they were scheming against him, and now Yao Fei's tomb has a statue of him sitting in a chair with the people that accused him kneeling before him, and they've been kneeling there now for hundreds of years. The story about Xing Yichuan is that Yue Fei created Xing Yi for the infantry in the army, and it was designed so that they could use the same movements with their spears, their swords, and their empty hand, and that they would be able to fight in a powerful formation and advance forward. Yue Fei is also credited with creating the martial art of Eagle Claw. Eagle Claw focuses in on developing powerful hand strength and powerful gripping techniques like the Claw of the Eagle. Yue Fei taught this techniques to the officers, so if they needed to discipline or control the unruly troops, they would have techniques which the infantry did not, and they would be able to exert their authority. Xing Yichuan is known for being a powerful and practical style for self-defense. Xing Yichuan is not very complicated in the number of movements or different things that you have to learn. However, there is great depth of content in even the simple movements of Xing Yichuan. When I think about the art of Xing Yichuan, I think that it has seven different parts. The foundation, where you learn your stances and build your physique. The five elements that help you learn how to deliver power in five different ways. The 12 animals that develop different tactics, the linking forms which blend those together, partner forms which are done with your friends in class and you practice self-defense using your movements, weapons training, and then supplementary exercises. The supplementary exercises would include striking bags, developing the ability to take blows, and actually sparring with your partners. In addition to those seven, I think we could also add one other, which isn't really combat related, and that would be learning the medicine and tuena. In all of the martial arts from China that I have studied, I think that Xing Yichuan actually has the deepest and clearest connection to traditional Chinese medical theory. I'd like to take just a moment to describe the San Ti Shur stance, which is a trademark of the form and will or Xing Yichuan style of boxing. First, I'll describe a little bit of the theory of the name of this stance, and then I'll talk more about how and why we stand in it and what it all means. So the Three Treasures stance. There are two ways of defining the three treasures. One is to call the three treasures Jing, Qi, and Shen. Previously, I recorded a great podcast that really explains what Jing, Qi, and Shen mean to the martial artist. So I hope you listen to that episode and learn something from it. Right now, I'm also going to describe the other meaning of this three treasure stance, and that is heaven, man, and earth. And in the context of martial arts, you're the man or woman standing on the earth and heaven is above you. So the earth is the terrain. It's the floor, earth, steel, asphalt, rocks, water, gravel, sand, whatever you're standing on, and whatever is around you in terms of, are you indoors or outdoors? Are there plants? Are there trees? Is it narrow? Is it wide? Are you able to defend your back with a position? Are your sides exposed? What kind of terrain are you in? This is the concept of the earth in terms of the three treasure stance. And when we think about the heaven in terms of strategy, this is the sky, everything to do with the sky and what's above you. If you were indoors, it would be being aware of what's in the roof, the ceiling, the corners, anything that could be coming down on you or approaching you from above. If you're outdoors, this means being aware of where is the sun? Is it in your eyes? Can you place the sun in your opponent's eyes? This means being aware of the wind and where it's blowing and what could be blowing on the wind in terms of dust or other things. It also includes any kind of weather or visibility issues that there might be. So when you're in your three treasure stance, you're being very aware of your position on the earth and the conditions on the earth around you, and you're being aware of the sky and everything above you and all of those conditions, and you're formulating your strategy and your intention in regards to them. When Xing Yi Quan boxers practice the three treasure stance, normally what they're doing is bending their legs, putting their weight on the rear leg, and raising one arm, the arm over the front leg with less weight on it. If you're practicing a classical combat-oriented martial art and you're actually thinking about how to defend yourself and trying to acquire the skills to defend yourself, you will be doing stance training. And stance training occurs when you're holding a stance with your legs bent. It's important that we bend our legs and lower our center of gravity closer to the ground so that we can't be knocked down or lose our balance. If you're knocked down on the ground, you end up on the ground because you lose your balance through your own clumsiness. You're in a very vulnerable position. This is especially true if you're being attacked by more than one person, which is usually the case in a self-defense scenario. As a Xing Yi Quan boxer, you want to avoid going on the ground and you want to remain on your feet. This means developing leg strength and a good, stable, balanced position. As you practice standing in your Santisher stance, with one arm up and your weight on the back leg, your legs will definitely get tired. And whichever arm is being held up, that shoulder is also going to get very tired. And then you'll switch the sides and you'll switch the exercise. As Xing Yi Quan boxers stand in their Santisher stance, they also practice the Dan Tian breathing or center breathing, which I've discussed before in multiple episodes. And this is the main Qigong movement and Qigong posture of Xing Yi Quan. There are other Xing Yi Quan Qigong methods, but standing in the three treasure stance is the most important and most popular. Standing in three treasure stance is usually part of every single Xing Yi class. The last thing I'd like to mention is that I think some modern Xing Yi Quan boxers get a little confused about Santisher stance and think that it's really a defensive position because they're used to holding it statically as they practice breathing exercises and build up their internal energy. However, that's not the real meaning of Santisher. The real meaning of Santisher is to be a launch pad from which you attack. Xing Yi Quan is not a defensive art. It attacks like a Russian icebreaker crashing through Antarctic ice. It's a powerful, advancing, entering style. And you're not going to sit back while you do Xing Yi Quan in an actual self-defense situation or sparring in a tournament. Xing Yi Quan is an excellent martial art for professionals or executives to study because it doesn't require the intense leg flexibility of martial arts like Northern Shaolin or Lan Shou Quan, and it doesn't require a lot of leaping. So for people who are not as flexible in their legs as they might have been in their youth, but nonetheless want to learn a powerful martial art which will also serve the effect of keeping them very healthy, then Xing Yi Quan is an excellent choice. The aspect of Xing Yi Quan where it helps you to develop your concentration and your willpower by performing lines of techniques that advance across the floor in a very direct and powerful way also really feels very good in terms of a strong and satisfying workout. Thank you for tuning in today. We're moving the Sword versus Sword seminar to March 28th, Saturday. It will be from 1 to 6 p.m. at Boyd Park. This date is working much better for people than the previous date, and we already have some good confirmations. Be sure to register on our website as soon as possible, both to let us know you'll be there and to reserve your spot. Thank you. Thank you for joining me and listening in. I would love to hear from you. If you have questions, please send them to ask@ancientwisdommodernhealth.com. Also, please remember to subscribe and share. Until our next episode, be well and stay happy.